joys, concerns, and praises this morning. Sandra's not here, so somebody's going to have to be the first one. Donnie.
As you know, last year was not a good year for me.
Amen.
Well, since then, three of my fellow officers died between that time and December. One died on January 1, and two this past week. That's six. I was talking to another officer telling him about the death of one in January 1. He had a massive stroke 2 days later.
Oh, wow.
Went to the dentist this past week. She says, I needed two crowns. A pool man came to the house and vacuumed Monday. It ripped my liner, so I got out a new liner. So, only thing I've had good happen, I saw good pictures this week of a man just skiing out in Colorado.
Oh, so,
it's not been a good year for me at all, like 1-3.
Is the devil testing you
around? Well, you're a blessing to many.
So if I don't show up any Sunday, y'all check on me. I haven't told you I'm out of town.
But you're a blessing to many, including me. Guess what he brought me this morning? Two bratwurst sausages. There come five in a pack. He ate three, and he saved two for me. And he was so disciplined not to eat those two.
And then, huh?
Yeah, I know. I know all about that. I know all about it. Discipline is not my favorite thing to do. You got a joy, concern.
We're here. We traveled back from the beach this morning after a couple of days of working down there. And Lord gave us safe travels home. Mm-hmm. I had a bunch of stuff in the back of the truck covered with tar. It stayed on just barely until we got home.
So you took stuff down and you brought stuff back. Not even, that's it.
There's only so much room.
That's one of the nice things to go back.
It was beautiful down there. We had a storm come through yesterday, and it's just a beach to me. It's best when it's raining, because I love it, because it's nice and cool and stuff. But anyway.
Yeah, the wind had kind of changed, and coming up from the south, that really makes it nice, especially on the beach.
We were a bit nervous that we would make it back on time. Because
well, you must have had to get up like it's dark.
No, not quite.
I have a praise.
Good.
So, as you all know, Devin passed away in June of 22, and that man had so many clothes. I've never seen one individual, maybe a woman, but he had so many clothes, and he had different places he lived, so in every home he had clothes. So it has taken me this long to get sorted through the clothes, grieving, you know, being able to let go of some of them. So I'm just so thankful to the Lord that he's healing my heart. So I went out and worked last week. I didn't go to work one day, and I stayed up there, and I touched probably 300 pieces of clothes and dreamed that whole night. Travis said, well, no wonder you dreamed about it. You know, you touched all these clothes. But I took a whole pile to work, and those guys were so sweet, and girls, taking jackets and shirts and just making comments about, I'm glad I was able to do that because they got to take a piece of Daddy with them.
Yeah.
And so I have somebody else that I'm getting ready to give some more clothes to that was very close to him. And then I gave my daughter-in-law probably 150 pieces, and she's going to distribute those to her family members. So the man had clothes. Lots of clothes. But it's been a blessing.
Yeah, thank you. And he came to church this morning. I saw his truck out there.
So
I know
church.
He's here.
He's here.
Amen. Anybody else this morning? Linda.
I have a friend named Ken, and his brother passed away Friday night in Virginia. And Ken lives here, and he's struggling. If you remember him and his wife, Debbie.
How about Betty and Phil this morning?
We're good.
You're good?
We made it through the weekend.
They were babysitting grandkids over the weekend.
And a grand dog.
And a grand dog. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Anybody else this morning? Travis.
James Haven is a guy who works with Tina. He's in the final stages of some cancer that he's had. He's went on to hospice here. So prayers for his family, him and his family.
Yeah, yeah, that's quite a ministry, the hospice ministry. We're blessed. I know Donnie has, many of you who had people that went home to be with the Lord had hospice right as they were preparing, and it's not only a great ministry, but it's certainly a blessing to the family. All right. Anybody else?
Carolyn Marsh for us.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We got a 6 month checkup at Shan's and Dr. Hsu on Tuesday. She is 6 months old. That's what they tell you anyhow. That first thing the doctor says when they get together, well, let's see, you're only 1 month out. Oh, no, you're two. Now he's going to tell her, well, you're 6 months out, Judy. How do you feel? It's amazing. It really is. And she's such an inspiration to me. I watch her through this journey of recovery. And I told her this morning the discipline that she has to make sure she tries to do the things that she needs to do to get better one day at a time. So it's really cool. Anybody else?